The rising sun had never been such a welcome sight. As the inhabitants of Nagasaki slept, the companions emerged into the encroaching day, blinking from the light and lack of sleep. Despite moving to the ranch house, none of the five companions had dared to nod off. All five had emerged into the ramshackle streets of the shantytown, hoping that whatever passed for fresh air in this stinkingville would restore some kind of awareness to their clouded minds.
What manner of hell is this?
Gaia knows what that mad son of a bitch has got in store for us next.
Who knows? I just get the idea that all of this is normal to them. Which does make me wonder why we got a little bit of protection there. Do other Outlanders get the same?
Buckley hasn't said anything about other Outlanders coming into the Ville, so maybe they don't get many. I can't imagine many making it across the Dust Bowl.
Then what's in the barn?
The reinforced and moated building loomed ominously to the rear of the Ville.
I figure we should have a recon around there as soon as we can.
Huh. Well, Buckley obviously wants us to fight for him. I've been thinking about this convoy raid, and I figure that we're going to be leading the charge. First in, first to be chilled.
That's a reassuring thought. What are our chances of getting out of here?
You mean with Doc still hurt and me not 100%? With no wag unless we can get one of their fucking mules to haul ass? With no idea of where we are or where to head? With no supplies and no sleep?
Yeah, okay, you've made your point.
Sorry. I'm a little frustrated. The way I see it is we just sit tight, see what Buckley's exact plans are, and then try to find a hole in there to wriggle out from under.
As plans go, it is not the most detailed that I have ever heard, but in the circumstances, it is all that one could concede.
I think he means yes. What do we do for now?
Ryan looked around. There were signs of life stirring in the town, and the chief emerged from his ranch house.
We keep Triple Frosty, and just see what the fucker has to tell us.
Buckley came over to them.
Hey, now. Y'all ready for some action today? I'm figuring that we should plan our raid. See, with y'all as fighters, I had this real good idea about getting us some real good stuff. Things that'll keep us in food and jack for a long goddamn time to come. And it's all 'cause y'all are with us. So come on and eat. We'll talk about it.
Beckoning them to follow, he returned to the ranch house, limping and shuffling as fast as he could. Inside the filthy hovel, there was more food on the table. It looked like the same slop as the night before, just heated once more over an open fire. The gnawing in their guts drove them to stomach some of the greasy, tepid mush. Buckley's guards were also there. Christy noticed that their attention was focused on her. She guessed they were wondering if Buckley's plans for her had borne fruit.
Oh, I'm sure that we can pull this off with y'all on our side. See, what I was going to propose is that we all trap this convoy that's coming on the way through and take the shit they's carrying and bring a few back for good luck. But hell, with y'all around, man, we can go one step further.
What do you mean?
Numa's people are scum. Always have been. They's thinking that they's so much better than us, and they's always getting all the trading, and they're always getting all the jack. Every time we tried to be at one with them, they push us away. They call us dirty and inbreeds and mutants, and they don't want nothing to do with us. I don't realize that we's the only one knows the truth about what happened and why the world is like it is. But do they listen? Do they listen to us? No. Hell no.
Buckley stood up and began to stride about the room, dragging his game leg.
See, we should be running these lands. We're the chosen ones, and we was taught that from when we was young. That's why we were out here waiting for the new cause. That's why we survived it while others have fallen by the goddamn wayside. Hell, that's why we were saved. Hell, and then these fuckers come and take what's rightfully ours. Fuck 'em all! Listen, I was communing with the spirits of the past last night, and they come to me. Y'all been sent to me and to us all by destiny. We've been waiting a long time to take our rightful place, and now we can do it, and we can do it because of y'all.
Chief, you'll have to make it clearer than that. Think of it like this. We're not the Chosen, and we don't have your insight. We're not guided by the spirits, and we need you to tell us exactly what you mean.
Oh, come on now, hell. I thought it was real clear. We're gonna take the wagon and get ourselves onto the end of that convoy. We ain't gonna attack it. We're gonna get on the end of it. And it's gonna take us right into the cold heart of Duma. And we're gonna get us some serious action.
What wag?
Oh, shit. Didn't I say anything about that? Well, we gets things sometimes. Y'all ain't the only ones who wander around the wasteland picking up shit. Sometimes we hides out and we gets to pick up those that's doing the wandering. Yeah, maybe they be a problem. Maybe not. Sometimes they move on and we get to keep some of the things they arrive with.
I haven't often heard of a solitary wag making its way across country.
Well, maybe it's not the first time we've been after a convoy then.
So what happened to the crew?
Oh, now, don't worry. We didn't chill them. Hell no. We look after them good, and they had some fun.
Where are they now?
Oh, they're all in the barn. And they're being looked after okay. Oh, yes, they is.
When do you plan on going?
Before the sun goes down tomorrow. I hear that the convoy should run by us about then.
Ryan had been counting on more than a day and a half in which to make plans. But if it was all they had, then they would have to work fast.
Okay, we're in with you. But we need to talk among ourselves, get our own plans sorted. The injuries we're carrying will change the way we do things.
Buckley's faith in their fighting skills and his belief that they had been sent by fate left Ryan in no position to do anything other than concede. Buckley had his two-man guard show them to the room where they had first stayed on their arrival. Once the door was closed and Jack had checked that the guards had returned to Buckley, Ryan turned to the companions.
Fireblast, this is stupid. Really stupid. Buckley hates this Vilduma and is willing to sacrifice everyone involved to make some point by engineering this raid. Outside we could go along with, but going into a vill, hitting a convoy, and trying to get out again? This is really fucking stupid.
Given that Buckley is holding all the aces, I fail to see how we can avoid this. In fact, it may perhaps be better to go along with this and be killed swiftly and relatively painlessly. I cannot see a better fate awaiting us here. After all, where are the missing convoy members who manned the captured wag?
He said in that barn. What they do to them in there, I wouldn't like to think.
These people not so stupid as they look. Looks like no guards. But that barn difficult to get in and out. And there's always someone hanging around the end of the veil.
A low native cunning rather than intelligence. Perhaps all the more dangerous. But I fail to see why we are not also being held in that barn. No matter what Buckley thinks sent us to him.
The way I see it, Buckley figures we're his only hope of pulling off this raid and getting away with it. We've seen his people. A shitload of them against the five of us on territory they know and they can get us cornered. And maybe if they can isolate and overrun a wag, then they can pull it off. Sure, they can keep this place safe, but then who the fuck would want to come here? He needs us as much as we need him. Hell, the only reason we're still alive after last night is because they don't dare go against him.
Yeah, the looks we were getting from some of them? Ugh. We were just meat to them, something to play with.
And that's what we'll be when this raid is over with.
Exactly. So, we need to cover as many of the bases as possible between now and tomorrow.
A scant few hours later, Buckley intruded on them without warning.
Hey, hey, you people! Hope y'all rested up good! Because we got us a lot of work tomorrow to get ready for the raid. We planning on having some fun and getting ready for it! I had a real good idea about tomorrow. See, I'm going to figure that if old Doc here is really still in a bad way, well, it don't make no sense for him to go on the raid then. So I'm thinking that he can stay here, and old Red here can stay with him and make sure he's okay. The way I sees it, we got to keep this simple, see? Otherwise, we're going to get all confused about what's going on. We packed the wag full of my people with One Eye and Whitey and, well, hell, y'all the best fighters in my book, right? And meantime, we got a couple of y'all back here to help clean up the others when y'all get back.
What about the rest of the plan?
What rest of the plan? We tag on, we go in, we kick ass, we come out. What more of a plan do you think there's gotta be, Ryan, boy? Now y'all get some rest, 'cause tonight we gonna party!
Not only did there seem no way in which they could avoid the separation, thus ruining any chance of making a run for it when they were outside of Nagasaki, but there was no coherent plan apart from the vaguest kind of hit and run.
Shit! This is really making it hard.
We need to get to the barn.
If the whole ville's going to be occupied, then there may be a chance for one of us to slip in there. But we're going to have to be careful, not just to getting caught, but of keeping out of harm's way when these fuckers go wild.
I suspect we may be safer than we think in that respect. Consider how Buckley stepped in last night. He doesn't want these half-wits to ruin his plan with their base desires. He knows how much he will need us, one way or the other. I think he may be even more stringent with them come this nightfall.
I hope so. But what do we do if their blood runs so hot that they forget what he wants? Or worse, if he forgets what he wants?
There was little else to say. Until they knew the extent of what the dwellers of Nagasaki had in mind for their pre-raid celebrations, there was no way they could plan the recon on the barn. And to go there, try to find out something, anything, from those who were within, was an imperative. For now, there was little else to do except rest. The minutes stretched into hours as they waited.
Oh yeah! Y'all ready to party? We're gonna celebrate tomorrow now. What we're gonna come home with and whipping those Duma motherfuckers.
Buckley beckoned them to join him, and the companions filed out of the room, noting as they did that two Sekmen hung back to cover the rear of the line as it left the room. Jack was the last one out, and he looked at the remade Lee-Enfield 303 that one Sek guard held, and the homemade rifle that the other was cradling. One move out of line, one word from Buckley, and they would bring the weapons up into firing position. Buckley may have been acting like he trusted the companions, but he was leaving no room for error.